Automotive Reporter. It's the country's most informative auto show, an hour of news, interviews, product reviews, motorsports, and maintenance tips. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, offer timely tips to keep your wheels safe and fun to drive, and help you be prepared before you visit that service department. Join us for the Automotive Reporter, Sundays from noon to 1,
exclusively on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where you can get your answers to your questions on staging homes today, because we are speaking with Shannon Page, a home staging specialist, and she's explaining to us the types of things that you need to do to be able to sell your home quicker and for a higher price. If you'd like to call, our number here is 877-777-7713. Give us a call. Also, if you'd like to email me a question, I forgot to remind you of this, and I got quite a few good questions yesterday because I reminded everybody again, go to my website, DelWalmsley.com, and hit Ask Del, and you can send me an email directly, okay? So 877-777-7713. We've got Patrick in Dallas holding. Patrick, how can I help you today?
Good afternoon. Listen, I have a question. My son and I were talking, and he has some for about 35 acres, and I have about 3 acres with a home on it, and I was thinking about refinancing, and he said that you had to wait 22 months to 24 months, that he had heard that from a realtor before you could do a refinance. Is this a myth or a fact?
Well, you know, Patrick, the problem in our society today is not lack of information, it's misinformation. It abounds. It's amazing how people can be a real estate agent, a broker, a mortgage broker, a president of the United States, and not know what they're talking about. Absolutely not. It doesn't take 22 or 24 months. That's a myth of some kind. Don't even know where that one came from. I usually heard most of them. That's a new one for me, Patrick.
Okay, well, the reason that I'm considering refinancing is I'm thinking if the Feds drop the interest rate some and we got a real good deal on fixed now, and I'm getting older, so my thought was I'd get a refi at a lower interest rate if that becomes a bound, and then pay the property off sooner and have less of a weight around my neck, if you will.
Well, you know what, Patrick? I bless your soul. I totally understand what you're saying, but I don't agree with any of it. totally don't agree with any of what you're saying or your plan. I don't like your plan either. I love you. I just don't like your plan. Let's talk about this for a second. 35 acres of land. What good is that doing your son right now?
He's
is he leasing it out? Or?
Cattle.
He's raising cattle?
Yeah, he's raising limousine cattle. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's a business for him.
It is, uh-huh.
All right. Is he making money with it?
He's turning a meager profit at the moment. So we're both kind of new to the industry.
All right. And how meager is meager?
Well, he's looking like he's going to make about $40,000 off of it this year.
All right, and what's the land worth?
Well, right now it's appraising at about almost $140,000.
Well, that's a great return. That's not meager. 40 on 140 is fabulous. 40 divided by 140, that's a 28% return. That's not bad at all. I like that. Now I like your deal. Okay, let's talk all about right. Paying off the house. I don't believe in paying things off. I believe in using your money to make you money. What is the house in your 3 acres worth?
Okay, you might like this one. We 30 years ago, we bought a home in Garland. It was a HUD home for $23,000. We sold the home just a year ago for $93,000.
Great, made 70 grand.
We looked at the property out there. They wanted 140. We got it for 103. And we ended up financing at a 6.56 for 30, 69,000.
Okay. So you've got about 30,000 equity in it then?
I think so, yes, sir. I believe that's correct.
Right.
And I've heard you mention this before about how you can make money with your house. I just don't have any idea where to start digging to at a library or something to start getting some sort of concrete information.
No problem. Let me just throw a hypothetical situation at you and then give you a congratulations because you've done well in real estate. And the point I would make is look at how well you did. You made $70,000 on this other house, and I would ask you, why don't you do that again and again and again? If 70 was good, 5 times 70 is better, and 10 times 70 is $750,000, and you'd be on your way to being wealthy. So if you have all your money tied up in your real estate, if you've got equity in it, then you can't use that equity. And if, for instance, you made $70,000 on this deal, and you bought this house and put $30,000 equity into it, what did you do with the other $40,000?
Actually, we might have done the wrong thing. We paid off a few nagging bills and so forth, like most people, trying to get a fresh air, if you will.
Sure. Well, you know what? That's the right answer when you don't know what else to do. So in your position, I probably would have done the same thing. Here's what you could have done. You could have taken the $40,000 and bought four more houses and made $30,000 on each one. Say $25,000 on each one easily after rehab. Four more houses at 25, you would have made $100,000, and you'd now have $140,000 extra equity, and you could easily have taken that money and paid off the bills after you'd made the $100,000. It's just a matter of timing. In other words, if you use that money to make money, then you can use the money you made to pay off your debts. But if you pay off your debts and have no money, now you can't go make money. So it's just one of those choices in life. Which way do you go? Chicken or the egg? Which one comes first? Well, if you kill the chicken, there's no more eggs. So I'd rather go ahead and use the money to make money, which spit out more eggs, and use those eggs to pay off the rest of the bills. But otherwise than that, I'll tell you what, you've turned my head. I think much more of your decisions, and much happier with the decisions you made than I was when we started.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what I will do. I'll listen to your radio show harder every day, and who knows, I may even sign up for one of your courses, because I was the one that called you way back when about the fear about, well, you know, what if they don't buy? What if they move out in the middle of the night? I'm not too sure if you remember that conversation, but you kind of settled all that down. And, you know, it stuck.
Very good. I'm very happy for you. Keep listening. And when you got more questions, call us. All right? Having said that, we're coming to the end of the show here. I would like for you, please, Shannon, to tell everybody how they could contact you if they would like you to help them stage their home.
We have a website that people really enjoy looking at. It's got a bunch of before and after pictures, and the website address is www.shannonpage.com. That's shannonpaige.com. It has all of our contact information and probably the best way to get hold of us.
All right. Well, we appreciate having you with us, and as always out there, I want you to remember, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. The views and or opinions of the host and his guests are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. You should always consult the appropriate financial advisor before making any financial decision. Always do your homework. If you would like a mentor to help you with real estate investing, please call Dell's office at 877-DELL-SHOW, D-E-L-S-H-O-W, 877-DELL-SHOW.
And now, Administaff presents Things You Didn't Think Of, stuff that hadn't come up yet.